Today is March 12th, in the fourth week of Lent, and it's good you're here. Our time today begins by looking at the Irish tradition of the American Wake. This is a tradition unique to Ireland that took place in the 1800s and early 1900s, when emigrants were preparing to leave their country in search of a better life in America. An American wake was like a funeral wake, but with one major difference. The person at the center was still alive. American wakes were common for Irish Catholic families, saying final goodbyes before their loved one boarded a ship for America. They often took place the evening before departure and continued into the early morning hours. Prayers and blessings, food and drink, and singing and dancing were typically part of the American wake. The mood, however, was not festive. Instead, there was sadness. Family, friends, and local clergy understood they would never see their son, daughter, brother, sister, relative, parishioner, neighbor again. There are many Irish songs centered around the painful farewells that came with emigration. The first immigrant to be processed on Ellis Island was Annie Moore. The Irish teen arrived in 1892 with her two younger brothers. According to reports, upon arrival, Moore was blessed by an Irish priest and given a $10 gold coin by an official. The siblings were then reunited with their parents, who had traveled to America 4 years earlier. A statue on Ellis Island and one in Ireland pay tribute to Annie Moore and her role in history. Next month will mark 150 years since her birth. Now we turn to our gospel. Herod questioned Jesus at length, but he gave him no answer. The chief priests and scribes, meanwhile, stood by accusing him harshly. Luke chapter 23, verses 9 through 10. Luke's contrast of Herod and Jesus is striking. Herod is all in a fuss. He rejoices at seeing Jesus, yesterday's passage, questions him at length, today's passage, and tomorrow will join his troops in mocking him. Jesus will speak not a word. He knows that whatever happens, he is going to die. And, especially because of his prayer in Gethsemane, he trusts Abba and is able to look death in the eye without blinking. The passing over of early immigrants across the ocean to the great unknown, the United States, can perhaps be an image of death. The voyage was long and difficult, and they didn't know if they would be allowed into this country when they arrived. Many were alone, could bring next to nothing with them, knew no one at their destination, and couldn't speak English. Imagine what it would have been like when they landed. If there was someone who knew them, someone who could get them quickly through all the immigration procedures, help them find a job, a place to live. Jesus faced the terror of death, but he knew he would be with Abba on the other side. It made all the difference. Jesus says to me, "When you die, look for me on the other side." Now that's someone I want to get to know very well. spend some quiet time with the Lord.